Hi, welcome to the Pockets of Hope podcast. I am your host, Molina June Pierre, and I'm so happy to have you tuning in today to this new episode. And, you know, our mission with this podcast is to help you, motivate you, and share with you a small glimpse of hope for your day, to strengthen you and to just keep you going strong and to help you be stronger in your faith in God. And if you truly believe that this podcast has been that for you, I encourage you to share it with your friends and your family and, you know, on your socials so that more people may be blessed by it. And as we usually do, let us begin today's episode with our breathing exercise. Like I shared a few episodes ago, the Lord encouraged me and revealed to me why this breathing exercise is important to us here at Pockets of Hope. It is because so many people have been feeling, hallelujah, like they are out of breath. In fact, the enemy literally has been out to cut us off, cut off our breath. And so the Lord wants us to know that we are secure to breathe in His presence and that His hands is upon us. And so let us breathe in and out. We do this three times and then we move forward with the encouragement for the day. Let's go. Breathe in and exhale. One more time. Take a deep breath in. Fill up your lungs to maximum capacity. Breathe in. Let's go. And gently release it. And one last time. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. We are so blessed to be here, to be breathing this breath that comes from God. And while the blood is running warm in our veins and this breath is flowing through our lungs and we are in the land of the living, you know, and we've made the decision to serve the Lord, to follow after Him, to live for Him, the enemy is never happy about that. And so we know that we always, as believers, there's always this target. There's always this target on our backs. You know, things just are always happening to us, you know. But I had this revelation just recently based on my own life, based on how the Lord really went out of His way to protect me from a situation. And it just solidified my belief that God is truly out here looking out for us. He is watching everything. He has our backs. And I wanted to encourage you today and confirm with you from the Word of God that God is looking out. He is watching us. He is taking care of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 37 verse 23 through 25 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every details of our lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord's hold." Hallelujah. "For the Lord holds them by the hand." Hallelujah. That is so, so true. And it's such a blessing to know that the Lord is directing our steps. Hallelujah. And He delights in every detail of our lives. And even in that, it's amazing that the Lord is directing our steps. And there's a possibility that we may stumble and that we may fall. Hallelujah. But God is still holding our hands. So we're going to trip up along the way. We're going to stumble, hallelujah, along the way. But God still has us. He's still holding our hand. So that means that even if we stumble and fall, hallelujah, he is right there to pick us up. We won't stay down for long. And I have this image in my mind where the Lord will literally brush us off, hallelujah, brush the dirt off of our knees and our elbows, wherever we are scraped. He's going to take care of us and keep us moving forward. And I love that he delights in every detail of our lives. So that means even the things that are, you know, we consider small things that, you know what, we can handle for ourselves, it is amazing to know that. And confident, hallelujah. It's very comforting to know that God delights in the details of our lives, hallelujah. And it is amazing. And to know in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." And so there we see even in this scripture, we have to be committed to the Lord. The Lord directs the steps of the godly, hallelujah. The Lord's eyes, hallelujah, search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so that is it right here. Psalms 34, verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ear towards their cry." God is looks out for his people, those of us, hallelujah, who are truly committed to the Lord, who wants to serve him with our life and are doing just that and are striving, hallelujah, despite all odds to serve him. He is looking out for us. When the enemy comes with his weird attacks, when he comes with his dangerous plots to kill, steal, and destroy our lives, hallelujah, be encouraged, my fellow brothers and sisters, in knowing that God has your back. He is looking out for you. We have the best, like, watcher. We have the best watchman. We have the best guard on our side, and that is our Lord and Savior. And so today, that is your hope, hallelujah. That is the hope that you have in this world, that the Heavenly Father, because of your trust in him, because of your service, because of your righteousness, hallelujah, he is looking out for you, hallelujah. He is looking out for you. And so I end with this final psalm, Psalms 37, verse 3-6. "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday." The Lord is watching out for you. He does have your back. Just continue to commit to him. Continue to walk faithfully towards him, and know that even if you stumble and fall, God is with you. He will lift you up, and he will allow you to keep moving forward. And that right there, my friends, is the greatest blessing that we could ever ask for. So God bless you and keep you is my prayer today. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Until next time.